music is final, but this is exciting.
Writing my memoirs is not something I ever thought I'd do. Where do I begin?
Tell me what it was like when you were finally able to start getting it done. About one of your biggest cases, Dean.
Alright, well, the Drugs and Intelligence Service 3, or JI3, as those of us in the business know it, took many cases in my study. There was one we could never quite wrap up. Jerusalem, 4BC, it was Passover and the city was crowded. No, the city was bustling, teeming with crowds. The rumor of the Messiah was creating quite a commotion. Now, JI3, we knew the city and the world was counting on us.
Thank you, Jane. All right, let's see. Gadget. Present, Chief. I see you've come prepared, Gadget. How do you? Numbers?
Right here, Chief.
As expected. Knocked and Brief?
Yes, Chief.
And Secret Agent D. Agent D?
Sorry, Chief. I should have expected the delay. This traffic this week. Some joker's camel ran out of water in the middle of downtown. Dromedaries were backed up to Harry's gate.
As a fourth-generation agency, I would think promptness would be in your blood.
Won't happen again, Chief.
On time and on our guard at all times. We can't have a repeat of JI-1 or JI-2.
That's for sure. I don't want to see JI-3 caught unaware like JI-1. I can't imagine the cost of exterminating all those locals.
Yeah, at that point, they just packed up headquarters and hit the road for better news.
And then years later, the tragedy in Jericho with JI-2.
Well, not on our watch. We live with vigilance and diligence. Jane? Do you have today's report?
Nothing looks out of the ordinary.
Maybe. maybe not. Do you all remember a case we opened a few years ago with Nicodemus and a man named Jesus?
Yeah. I do, Chief. I spent a lot of time on that top secret case. The mysterious encounter. We put a trail on Nicodemus for 3 months. Eventually, it went cold, and we marked him as just a normal guy. The Pharisee kept his nose clean.
Well, apparently, this Jesus guy is back, and in a big way. There was quite an uproar when he entered Jerusalem. And he intel from that scene? Bring her in. Let's see what she's got. Get. Yeah. Okay. What in the world? It's just scribble struggle. Is this some kind of code?
Anytime that many people gather for one thing, there's probably more than one thing going on.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Chief? I'm thinking we may need to reopen the case of the mysterious encounter.
I've got something that might help, Chief.
Good work, Gadget. Agent D, I want you back on this case. Let's start with some simple surveillance.
On it, Chief.
The rest of you, on to your day's assignment.
I've invented something significant. Here, read this.
What? This is just a page full of numbers, Is this more of your code?
Yes. And read the bottom of the paper.
This paper will self-destruct in 3, 2, 1. What? I can see the wadded up paper behind you.
Okay, there's still some work to do.
Numbers, if you can really develop a self-destructing code, I'm in. Keep at it. Here, Gadget.
I've been working fiercely, Chief, to train a flock of highly trained pairs of your ears in the sky.
Do birds have ears?
You wouldn't think so by looking at them, but they do. Undercover ears.
Well, what does it do?
Flock. Why does cheese always smell like cheese? Quack.
Obviously there are some things to work out.
Obviously. But I'll give this project a green light. The what?
The stornoscope. String, corn, stornoscope. That's the name Yasha gave it. She said it's working in the field. It needs a name.
I'm not sure about the name, but it sure is working.
Everybody, he's back at the report.
What'd you hear?
What?
You won't believe it, but...
Not you, Dee. We're 100 feet underground in this cave. I was quieting the rest of the crew.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So, I was on my stakeout, right here, hiding in some bushes, when I heard an interesting conversation over here.
By my calculation, us crew is clearly 16 campers and
3
fans away.
Did you use the stornoscope?
I did, and I could easily hear what was going on. It seems that Deke was just talking to a group of people about whether or not they believed him.
James, make sure you're capturing all
this. Yes, Chief.
One of the things he said was, "For I do not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me to say all that I have spoken. I know that his command leads to eternal life. So whatever I say is just what the Father has told me to say."
Wait a minute. Did he say eternal life?
Yes.
That's what he was talking to Nicodemus about several years ago, right?
Numbers, excellent work. That's exactly right.
Do you have the case files on the board? Can you read us Jesus' exact words from that night with Nicodemus?
Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." Fascinating.
And then later he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life."
Intriguing.
No. We practice the best.
We don't walk in time. But I do believe we need to reopen this case.
Well, what are we going to do this case?
All right. Listen up. We've got to crack the code to born again and eternal life. If Jesus really knows the secret to eternal life, you have to find out what it is and protect it. You can't let it fall into the wrong hands. That's our mission.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
Agent D, I want you back in the field, gathering all the evidence you can find.
Yes, Chief.
Nelson Bree, go with you. I want you to find someone who has had an encounter with Jesus or his group of followers. We need to find out more about him. I want you working on decoding what Jesus meant by eternal life. Numbers, I want you to calculate how someone can be born again. And Jay, would you read us again what Jesus said about born again?
Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again.
must be. You must be born again. You want him. See the kingdom of God and must be born again. Nicodemus, you must be. You must be forgiven of sin. There's grace for the humble. Grace to redeem. Grace for you and me. Born again. Born again. Our lives transformed within. No matter what good we do on the outside, the change we need is within. Born again, born again. By God's Spirit, we are born again. Oh, 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 we must be born again. It's a demon, just like you. You must be born again. Rejoicing. See the kingdom of God and my spirit born again. It's a demon, just like you. We must be forgiven of sin. So God sent a Savior to make a way for all who will believe. Love and forgiveness. All authority in Jesus stands to redeem us. We can be free.
Opening this place energizes in the days to come.
I bet it did.
No scratch. Too predictive. Reopening this place took over our lives. He gave us every trip to count the code for born again and eternal life. No secret. Glazed over from reading endless scrolls of scripture, searching for prophecies looking for him. Hour after hour, scratch that whole minute to take, minute by minute.
Numbers, any breakthroughs on what born again means?
It's quite a puzzle, Chief. Jane, please read us Joseph AJD's report where Nicodemus asked for questions. Oh, that is the question. I've calculated every possible scenario, Chief, and by all indications, he's talking about a different kind of break. He mentions point of the spirit when he says, well, give us what exactly can. He said, flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to the spirit.
So, the second birth that seems to happen within your spirit, something supernatural. What's going on here?
We have someone who's going to talk to you, or else.
Who is this not
this is Lenny, the donkey.
All right, Lenny, spill it. What was your interaction with Jesus and his followers?
Where am I? Who are you guys?
We're so top secret. We're not even sure we exist.
I don't want to speak to my attorney.
Tell us what you know.
All right. Do you think followers came by my house and asked me to borrow one of my donkey and its coat? I asked what they needed it for and used it for the Lord. And then Jesus came riding on the donkey. And then Jesus came riding into Jerusalem on the donkey, and everyone was shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." We were all asking, "Who is this?" And this is Jesus, the prophet from God.
All right, take this witness away. Oh, and thank you.
You're welcome.
So, this Jesus is our key, a teacher, a prophet from Galilee.
Something in red, like, late last night in the spring semester. The prophet Zechariah said, "Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion, shout, daughter of Jerusalem. The king comes to you, riding on a donkey, the
That's what just happened.
Numbers. How do you work a puzzle?
One piece at a time.
That's right. And this puzzle is finally starting to come together. Everyone, let's keep an eye on this Jesus guy. I'm thinking he will lead us to the secret of eternal life.
Counselor, the way. present, Chief wants a report on eternal life when you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready. Could you please read Jesus' statement for us again, Jane? Well, from what we've learned and what we've heard and what we've learned of in the scrolls, I believe that Jesus is connecting the dots, that he is the Son of God.
This is getting serious. That's a serious thing.
It sure is. And remember in the encounter Agent D overheard, Jesus kept referring to the Father. I think he's talking about God.
Good work, Gadget.
Oh, and one more thing. I designed a new technology I like to call Bug. You place the bug near the informant, and you place actual bugs near the informant to really get up close and personal. Who knows what those bugs will get out of them?
Alright.
Let's see what they have to say.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
I wish. Somehow some bugs on my ankles.
I'm itching like crazy.
Good. Well, you better talk. You are those
bugs.
Please, no. This is torture.
You're taking this away? Tell us who Nicodemus is, or we'll bring in the secret weapon.
You don't want the secret
Okay, but this is an outrage. Don't you know who we are? We're Pharisees, and so is Nicodemus.
We're all standing figures of sin. What were you all talking about earlier today?
We sent the temple police to arrest Jesus, and they came back without him. This man's causing all kinds of trouble with the people.
And with us, he seems to be the son. What does Nicodemus have to do with any of this?
I'm not sure. When we wanted to arrest Jesus, he said, "Does our law condemn a man without first hearing him to find out what he's been doing?"
That's not funny.
How about those bugs I planted?
Great idea, Gadget.
Darkness for Nicodemus. Now he's speaking up in the daylight in front of his peers.
The picture of our puzzle is getting clearer. Born again, spirit gives birth to spirit.
Jesus, the Son of God, gives eternal life.
So we stay at it. Let's keep looking. I think we'll find what we're looking for.
And it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Matthew 7:7. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart. Jeremiah 29:12.
I wonder where Knox and Bree are.
Knox, Bree, what's wrong?
Crazy.
Again? Now what happened?
Jesus was arrested.
What? Why?
Jesus was betrayed by one of his followers.
I knew it. A double agent.
Then Caiaphas, the chief priest, had Jesus arrested.
Have you heard what's happening?
Yeah, I've heard.
There was a mob of people. Pilate said he would release a prisoner. Jesus was arrested. The mob was shouting for him to release Barabbas. Jesus is going to be crucified. What is it? What's he going to do to
me? I don't know, Dean. This is unbelievable news. I'm not sure what to make of it.
Upon his back the wounds he bore, upon his brow the crown of thorns. our perfect sacrifice. Jesus, our sin he carried, nailed him there. The love he shared, it held him there. Our perfect sacrifice. Jesus, no greater love will we ever see. No greater grace will we receive. There's God because of Jesus, who came for all the lost. There's grace because of Jesus, death upon the cross.
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Romans 3:23-24.
No greater love will we ever see. No greater grace will we receive.
There is life because of Jesus, who came for all the lost. There is life because of Jesus, shed upon the cross.
Well, after Jesus was crucified, he thought it was the end, surprisingly Nicodemus again appeared on the scene.
Oh, I remember that kind of thing. He enters the book of Arimathea, took Jesus' body down from the cross, and laid it in a tomb.
That's right. Nicodemus went from a scene of conversation in the dark of night to a conversation in broad daylight with his peers to a public expression of love for Jesus.
I guess he closed the gates after that.
Are you kidding? You remember, 3 days later, a miracle happened. Jesus' body was resurrected from the grave.
So did you ever close the case?
It was years and years before we had finally closed the case between the mysterious encounter between Jesus and Nicodemus. Took a key witness, John, one of Jesus' followers, to testify as he counted all these truths down on paper. In chapter 3, verse 16, John wrote the actual words Jesus spoke to Nicodemus that night. A belief in Jesus is the forgiveness of sin, eternal life, and a new identity in Jesus.
All the secrets of the mystery revealed.
When we began to unravel all those secrets, we thought we needed to protect them so they wouldn't fall into the wrong hands. But we were wrong. These secrets didn't need to be protected, they needed to be shared with everyone, with the world, so the world could hear and believe.
I believe God is not going to
amazing story, Dee. So were there any more mysteries to solve for J.I. 3 after this one?
No, this was our last case. Chief, Jane, Nubbery's Gadget, every one of us decided that after all this, no change that. Because of all this, Jesus gave us a new mission to live and a new identity in Him.
A new creation. The old has gone, the new is here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead. 1 Peter 1:3.
And only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not